Welcome to another episode of the Master of One podcast, coming to you live from Creative South. We're sitting here at the table.
It's
and we're sitting down with our good friend, the handsome man from the West. He is the better half. No. The worst half.
He's half of the power couple
of Lauren and Josh Ariza. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Josh Ariza to the show.
Hey. Air horns are like the ultimate beginning to any like song or comedian.
Have you ever listened to Moonlight Sonata with air horns in it? Yeah,
they signify like that people are serious, I think is what it is. It's like you hear air horns are like, oh, they mean business.
Oh, I have to pay attention.
Yeah,
for sure.
Also because air horns are so obtrusive, you can't do anything.
Yeah, air horns are the strobe lights of sound.
It's true.
It's like, it feels so invasive. It's like a wet willy or something. It's just like, just stop.
Why is this happening?
Tell everybody real quick before we jump into probably what proves to be the next 30 minutes of nonsense, who you are and what and what you do, Josh.
Are you guys on video podcast now?
Yeah.
Like, any joke that I make now doesn't
translate.
This is the Bob Barker microphone. I bet a dollar. No, because you're the host. So
you're not.
I am Joshua Ariza, professional graphic designer. I have made most of my career in printed apparel, and I freelance for a living, but I also have a very small apparel brand called Chomp, C-H-O-M-P, and so I'm doing that here and vending, and then I'm going to be speaking as well, and hopefully that goes good. There's a new talk that I'm doing, so I haven't piloted it anywhere.
Do you want to do it here?
What's the bullet points? It's just that I've had like horrible diarrhea for a whole week, and it's a medical journal for my doctor.
Of the
absolute adversity that I faced and triumphed over. You're laughing because you're like, this is a diarrhea joke, but honestly, I did.
I fully believe you.
You're so real.
I'm laughing at the premise of this whole thing.
Day one.
Captain Vaughn.
It's just me just sweating.
The struggle is real.
So my talk will be about, it'll be very funny, and it's meant to be funny, but there's a lot of, it's just about failures from my career, and it's like, I've been fortunate to work with very big, good clients.
Yeah.
But when you work with big, good clients, like the stakes are higher for the mistakes.
Sure.
Mistakes. But you, and then some of the hilarity that came out of that, and the fact that I wasn't fired for some of this stuff, which I definitely could have been. And so that's what I'm going to talk on. And then I could have done a talk where it was just like, about freelance, but I felt like that wouldn't have pertained to all the people there.
Sure.
Yeah.
And also felt like if you were there with your boss and you like heard a talk about how I'm like convincing everyone that they should go freelance, it'd be like kind of a...
That's a really good point because not a lot of these talks necessarily here, but we hear a lot of conference conversations and the speakers are a lot of times pushing... Hey, I quit my dream. Leave. I was at a conference just like this. I walked out the first day and I quit and I never looked back.
And
they're sitting there.
I know you're thinking right now, my boss is a total asshole. I was paid to. I sent you to a conference that told you to quit your job. Now I lost you and I lost the $300 it took to get you there.
If you took a workshop, it's even more.
Yes, and so I would say I didn't want to give a talk on freelance because I didn't want it to be like very niche or specific.
Yeah.
And then I was also going to do it about client acquisition, but then like also once again, people are employed, and then there's like business developers that might not even be here that might be part of a whole body of an agency that like that talk is useless for designers who work at that place anyways.
Right.
And then so then I was like, I'll just talk about the hilarity of like mistakes that I've made and like. And I could have given a talk that made me look, make me look better.
Sure.
You mean than the diarrhea one?
I don't know if anyone comes out on top there.
I think on this, the other side of this, they will always look at you better in real person or in real life than
more human, right?
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
Oh, now I feel
you said Mark Cuban, right?
I said Mark Cuban. No, I said more human.
We'll have to pay for that. Thanks,
is there,
guys.
Dang it, is there like a balance to it? Like, because you said that, yes, it's more prolific or better known, whatever.
What does the word prolific mean?
I don't know what prolific means.
Okay. It just means lots.
It's a larger client. But at the same time, that means the stakes are higher. Yep. So is there like a balance where you just go, honestly, I don't want the pressure of that, even though that would be maybe a bigger name. I'd rather just do this thing over here and just take some pressure off. And
yeah. So I like was mentored by people who worked on these things like a young, like in a, uh-huh. as a young stage as a designer. So I was kind of just like, I was working on big brands, but they're only giving me a little sliver, and then a little bit more, you get a little bit more savvy, but you still have the checks and balances of like your boss being knowing the marketplace, and then ultimately him being the fall guy because he's approving your work, and then you just get a little bit more comfortable along the way. And then at Nike, you know getting a little bit more direction each time. Okay, now I get to art direct this line or whatever, and so then you just get a little more, you really ease into it. It's not like, maybe there are some guys and gals out there that like right away their first project was a giant campaign for bit, you know. I've the one guy, Chuck Anderson, I think like he did like Absolute at like 18 years old, like Absolute Vodka or something like
right,
that.
Right,
like,
right.
That guy is a unicorn. And I think that was probably under the guise of art direction. Maybe it was his art direction, but like there's people who are checks and balances along the way too.
Sure.
So that it's not like, yeah, I make all the decisions for Nike now, you know, like,
right.
It's not like there's people who are going to approve it. There's buyers, there's reps, there's people along the way that do that. You help that your vision gets carried out. And also the thing is like, you want to make something new all the time.
Sure.
And sometimes, big companies are either completely risk averse and they're not interested in doing something new and they kind of want to do the same thing they've been doing.
Sure, right, yeah.
And then sometimes big companies really want to do something new and you want to try to find those companies that you could take risks on. And they're cool with taking those risks and acknowledging that things could go absolutely sideways at any point.
So a lot. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think it's an interesting take where you've intentionally thought through this whole process of what your talk's going to be about. And the thing you've ended up settling on is the thing that's universal, which is failure. And I mean, for you, I mean, everyone says laugh at, you know, you gotta be able to laugh at yourself. You gotta not take yourself so seriously. But for you, you're finding something that's universally understood and capitalizing on that.
Oh, and for sure.
How much of that lives into your normal day-to-day life?
How, like, are you asking specifically, like, how much am I, like, learning from my failures, or how much do I have empathy for other people who fail?
Both. Yeah. Like, yeah, how much is the knowledge and the intentionality into that thought, how does that affect your day-to-day life?
Well, so, failure is a lot of times, like, about perspective, right? So, let's say, like, you made a massive blunder in your job, but you didn't get fired for it.
Yeah.
Like, I would say, like, it's not really failure in that instance. Like, you kind of, like, you kept your job and you did bad, but, like, you can learn from it and do something better. So it was almost like a mistake, right? Mm-hmm. But there's times that, like, there's always a lesson at the end of every failure, and hope that the times that you're failing, you're not learning, you're not hearing the same lesson, but not putting it into practice, right?
Sure.
A big one for me, like, that I'm constantly relearning, and I really just need to keep writing this down to myself, is that I just do not pay attention to details in emails. Like, if someone writes me a very long email, I'll read it a few times, and I'll just, instead of, like, making notes about that email, I'll miss things, and I just need to, like, keep going back. And I really hate long emails that are not bulleted, but I recognize that I don't have an attention to detail in, like, in that way.
No matter what, don't make the logo black and white, and then straight black and white logo.
It's more just that I'm not, I think I have low reading comprehension, but
self-awareness is great to have, though, too. It's a great skill.
Totally. But it's a, okay, here's a time that I feel that's not going to be in my talk. I designed some icons for GoPro, and I was very excited to be on this project, because I've designed lots of icons for different brands and good ones, but these ones were, if they were approved, we're going to be really used a lot for GoPro.
Right.
And it was three designers, and then they narrowed it down to two designers, and effectively it was me and another guy who are both going to get paid to pitch on whose icons were going to get used.
Sure.
Okay.
And I was unaware of who this other designer is, but I assume he's very, very good because he's being hired by a good company.
Yeah.
Right.
And, or it could have been a woman, but it turned out it was a guy. I knew it was a guy when they were talking about it. So he designed and I designed, but I got done with mine really early before the deadline. Yeah. Like, because I was just jazzed to work on like a GoPro project like this, especially icons. And I didn't even wait to really review them. I didn't like give them to someone else to look at. Like a lot of times right now I run my work by the Hoods, the Hood Sisters.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
And to corroborate or substantiate what I'm working on.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I was just like, sent them off. And it's after I sent them off, I was like, man, I really sent those off kind of prematurely.
Sure.
And a mistake that I made, like specifically the mistake that I made, is that the radii, like the corners of the rounded rectangles and the rounded yes. squares, were not completely even.
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
completely noticeable to me in retrospect, but like had just not spent enough time like
refining.
Critiquing my own work right. or right. seeing it in different contexts or getting feedback on it. And that's a detail that, you know, what I'm thinking about. And I think that's just like, partly that's like the ambitiousness of trying to design from multiple types of design. So if you want to be like an icon designer and an illustrator and a brander and all these things, and you want to try to be a master at all of them, I'm recognizing that when I make mistakes like that, yes, I did not master icons on that
right.
project.
Right,
and
sure.
I could have. And that's a detail that I was thinking about. And I lost the project. So yeah. I got paid for the work that I gave, but I didn't get the big project.
Did they specifically say anything about it?
They gave it me specifically feedback and said, like, we liked what you did, but this is the reason why we didn't go with you. And in fact, like, this has been a problem we've had with other icons in our. And it was just kind of like a classic mistake. And now I know, like, I'll right. yeah, always right. make sure
yeah, yeah. fixed radii. You will always check the radius of a, yeah. Yeah.
And now my icons are definitely not being used in all the GoPro.
Right, right.
So hey, go buy a GoPro in the interface. You can know assuredly it's not Josh Ariza.
Yeah.
Yeah, or me. Any of the three of us.
It's yeah. someone very good, whoever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of your design has been in kind of apparel, right?
Yes.
You have your own brand,
uh-huh.
Chomp. Talk about how that got started.
Okay. Chomp was sort of the brainchild of 2015. There was like, at least from my perspective, these like hip brands that had very like inspirational sayings,
yep.
like about wanderlust, like which was used so much in that time, and explore more,
yeah.
and
like Old Navy.
it's just about exploration and travel. It was, the tone of it was extremely serious to me. And it wasn't that I disliked those things, but they had hit like a critical mass where it felt like everything that I was seeing was this way. It was like beautiful type, like script type sitting over top of a mountain or like
yeah.
someone camping.
Yeah,
Camp
yeah, yeah.
Vibes was getting used a lot.
Yeah. yeah.
There were really cool brands like that, but I just was like, man, there's a gap here where I think like the things that I grew up with that were fun and silly don't really exist right now.
Mm.
I think other people were keen to that too, because as soon as like Chomp started to pump up like other things that were playfully irreverent in that way, it were also popping up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I started Chomp out of that vision for it. And so there's always a bit of weird, a bit of humor, and a lot of illustration.
Yeah.
And so I saw that gap. And starting a brand from a grassroots level is way different than anything I've done in my career, because I've always just had the power of brand
right.
on my side to support whatever I illustrated.
Right.
And I pretty much from that experience quickly learned that really marketing sells good products, and good product itself doesn't really sell itself.
Right.
Mm.
And so that's just a top-down thing. That's how things get marketed. It takes dollars to get them in front of people. It gets dollars to make you believe that it's a pinnacle product or really, really important. It takes a celebrity to wear it.
Yeah.
But Chomp is still grassroots in the way that it's meant to be like, oh my gosh, have you seen this? It's shared in the way that a meme is, you know, it's shared in the way that like a conversation is.
Right.
So I was essentially just trying to start Santa Cruz skateboards.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
I was trying, but with funny, more funny, you
right,
know,
right.
a little bit less weird, or Stussy in the 90s, Fresh Jive,
right,
like
right,
these
right.
brands that were irreverent and funny.
Yep.
So that's what Chomp is. I started it. I kicked it off with a pretty national retailer. So I had a PO before I ever produced any product. So I knew
wow.
that I was going to make money.
Right.
Or have money, rather. Was
sure, you would have some money to start.
Yeah, I wasn't going to lose Rooney's college fund.
Right.
And so, which there is none, because we're not going to have college when she's an adult.
No, it's all going to be implanted in her brain anyway.
Yeah, for sure. The future, we're all just, we're not even working. So, so Chomp is that, and it's kind of a surf skate lifestyle, but it's really for everyone. It's just if you're having a good time. So, yeah. I don't know.
Everyone, XL and under.
If you,
it's for the West Coast lifestyle.
Except for the one marathon shirt that you have.
For the definite active lifestyle.
Yes. Yeah. I've been getting roasted over not having anything above XL.
By everybody that's big.
Anytime
I made 2XL, like, no one bought it.
Sure.
And it's because you were trying to sell in California, and they would use it as a beach blanket.
We are e-com, and we just don't move them. I mean,
we're
I'll tell these guys
belt
that
right now. That's the deal,
the
man.
Barbecue
the
belt.
Barbecue belt.
Oh my God! Yeah.
With a big old belt buckle.
Do you guys remember? There was an era like where tight shirts, like,
oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
like a brief era. I would
yeah,
say
that's
maybe
like right now
10
for
years
me.
Ago. Extremely tight shirts though, like
yeah,
you
those
can see
guys,
every
you
hair
still see
underneath
those
your
guys
armpit.
Every once in a while, yeah. And you're like, oh, dude.
Oh, come
well, the
on.
Problem is those same guys, but they've also gained 25 pounds and they're still wearing the same shirt.
Right, I'm still a medium. I can see your entire belly button, dude. Like your whole, all of it, the cavernous.
The whole, all of it.
So yeah, I'm interested in making bigger. I should have made bigger sizes for this event, but it's just MOQ
well,
is
now,
just deciding.
It's okay. We're
just
messing with you. I'll order a one off from you.
Okay. In the logo tee, we have all the way up to through 3X. So
right,
like on my site, like you
perfect.
Can buy them. We
that's,
just don't have them
that's
here.
That's what I'll do. That's
because
what I'll do.
I you guys should see me at the office. I put on a 3X tall tee, and
it's
it was
like a snuggie.
Just send us a picture. Just send us a picture. We'll
I look
put
like
in show
a
notes.
Little kid in it. Yeah.
How do you feel about backless shirts? When do you think those will be in?
For a man?
Yeah.
Backless shirt? Oh, we could probably start them here. I mean, why not?
I don't think we should start them here.
Yeah.
Maybe start those West Coast. Maybe yeah. we'll just go ahead and do that. So you said, okay, so we've talked about Chomp. We've talked kind of ethereally and vaguely about some of the work that you've done, but you've gotten to work with some very fun properties.
Yeah.
Besides working with some really great companies, not the least of which is the Star Wars line of
yes.
socks. So any
Stance, right?
The Stance socks, right? So if any of our listeners, which I'm guessing a
I
lot of our...
I gave those as gifts this year, by the way.
Did you really?
Spencer's well, got you. A couple pair. Like yeah.
A lot of our guests will be very familiar with these particular socks because... Well, not everybody gets the Star Wars license, right? So
right.
There's a handful of companies that get to do it and get to do fun stuff with it.
Yes.
You've been able to work on that that brand. So what's that process been like for you?
Oh, it's insane. So I think on that project, I only take so much credit because I feel like the story is about Star Wars and not
right.
about my graphic design.
Sure,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Well, I used to work at Billabong, and when I worked at Billabong, I had a friend and mentor there who hired me, and then I had a counterpart who also worked with me, and those guys, we've all left there, and one went to start Stance, and uh-huh. I was like, ha-ha, socks, that'll never work. if you think about just a sock company, it sounds like a preposterous idea. But
yeah, it sounds like a novelty shop.
It's absolutely yeah. the most genius idea, you know, of the last 5 years
everyone's
in
got
apparel.
Feet, mostly.
And so, yes, everyone's got a foot. Well, yeah. I mean, you can wear socks on your hands, too.
That's true.
Yeah,
true.
Sock yeah,
fair, fair, fair.
He starts his company, and then the other guy does a roundabout way, gets to Disney licensing. He starts to work in Disney
nice.
Licensing.
Yeah.
And so he's, like, trying to contact this guy, and he's saying, like, hey, you know, we should maybe cook up a license for something. And
yeah.
and the Stance founder was like, I'd love to get at Star Wars, you know. And so they worked out a licensing agreement, and then they got it. And so the interesting thing about, I've told this, I don't know how true it is that Lucas sees everything that gets made, every product that
yeah,
gets made.
Yeah, that's kind of the lore, at least,
that's
right?
And I cannot substantiate yeah. this claim at all, but I've been told that. And they didn't know how big it was going to be. When they originally created, like, these designs, they had no clue, like, oh, like, this could take off. They knew they wanted to market it. They knew that they liked the product that they were making, but they didn't think it would be a cultural phenomenon.
Right.
Right?
Probably much like the movie.
Yes. The Rock Instagrammed about them. You know what I mean? Like, there's like that when it leaks into the mainstream in that way, I think that's a success of a product.
So I'm officially one, two, just two steps away from The Rock.
Three.
By sitting
three.
You. Why?
Maybe three.
Stance to The Rock.
But you designed the sock.
The Rock and I are best friends. That's what you're asking?
Yes. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. They work out together.
Can we go to his birthday party?
We'll be there.
Lauren's catering it.
I have met no celebrities through this, but I will say, like, Justin Trudeau wearing the socks.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mostly because the New York Times wrote an article about it.
Yeah.
And then, like
one of the most powerful people in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Right. My name was never mentioned in the article.
Yeah, designer Josh Reza.
you should it was just send an email.
It's a surreal experience. Like, I don't know. Have you ever seen yourself on TV? Like, or just a thing that you're like, this is not what I experience in normal day life.
You had the same thing when you saw your mugshot, right?
Yeah. Hey. Driving down the road, it was on a big billboard. It was bizarre.
I have a less.
This is a perfect segue.
I think you'll appreciate
Josh.
This story.
I'm excited.
It's maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more low key, but I designed a shirt for The Gap a few years ago, and I saw someone wearing it on the way to this trip. I landed in Atlanta, and I was waiting for Patrick to come pick me up, and I was at Auntie Anne's Pretzels. Uh-huh. It's a place that serves baked goods.
And the shirt,
you're like, 2XL size.
You guys don't have carbs there.
2XL food.
I'm so paleo.
And the shirt is ampersand. It's an ampersand symbol, but it's made out of guitar amps.
Yeah,
sick.
That's called ampersand. Yeah,
I've seen
so.
It's a good tee.
Thanks.
It's meta.
So yeah, it's meta. Before I even knew what meta was, but this
I think
lady,
it's just a pun.
This woman was wearing this shirt, right, and she had a hoodie on. So yeah, it's a pun. She had a hoodie on, but I saw her clearly wearing the shirt, and I started kind of geeking out a little bit. And so I thought, like, how often am I going to get this opportunity? You know, I'm not Josh Ariza. I'm not going to see people wear my. I'm not. The Rock's not going to tweet about this, right?
Hey, but The Rock only did it one time. It's not like this happens all the time.
You and The Rock are on an Insta thread with each other.
He has it as a scheduled tweet.
But I walked up to her and I said, "Hey, can I take a picture of your shirt?" And she just kind of looked at me and I said, I designed it. I think it's cool. I've never seen it in wild before. And she said, no, I'm not really comfortable with that.
Oh, my God.
And that should have been the end.
Oh, man.
So I don't know. So I thought, okay, well, maybe here's the distinction. So I said, I can be in it with you. And she's
guess
like,
how
no.
That went.
She's like, no, I'm really not comfortable with it. And my final
this is such a good story.
Stab at this, I went, please.
Oh my gosh.
Here's her response. She zipped up her hoodie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a... the context there works perfect. Okay, so the only time I've ever told someone I designed something on them, they couldn't care less.
Yeah.
And they thought it was so weird that I was telling them. And also lying.
Right, yeah.
I've never had an unfortunate experience like that.
Well, clearly, as you take your hat off and your hair falls naturally into a beautiful swoop.
No. But the older you get, the less likely someone is to take a picture with you.
Sure. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right. I was also realizing, too, now I have a kid. When I see, like, kids with their parents, it just, like, makes me, like, very happy and, like almost sappy. Like, look at that kid just hanging out with their parents and being cute and running around.
Right.
Even if the parents tired or whatever. And I'm like, I wonder what my kid's up to. And then all the times I'll be like, you know, not with my kid. And I'll, like, someone else is like a dad. I'm like, yeah, man, hold your kid. You know?
No.
You know? And
honey,
so,
come back. Honey.
You can deal with dogs.
Right.
You know, like a cute dog. You can pet anyone's cute dog usually. But like a kid,
but
you can't.
Have to one pet child. Anyone
kid. No, I don't mean pet a kid. I just, you can't even like be like, hey, what's up, dude? Like, I have a kid too. Like, you know,
like, cool.
No one cares. But
we can all do this.
Not being creepy to strangers in the age of like where there's so many creepy people.
Right.
Like, and the problem was in an effort to be less creepy.
You really turned it up.
I really went all in.
Oh, yeah. It's just when you're on the spot and your brain is fishing for any way to like not seem creepy, it just keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
The volume just gets amped up.
Yep.
I think all of that was bad, right? But the whole thing I thought would be better. I explained it to Bethany Heck. right? And I talked to her about it. And she
didn't
was
even
just
telling me the story.
She was feeling
it. You set the stage for it.
Right.
And she was already upset at you.
Right. And I thought she would understand. And I said, I asked her because I thought it would be better than just being the creeper who snapped a picture without her knowing.
Oh,
he said,
yeah.
No, but she would have never known, and it wouldn't have been a big deal. I'm like, don't tell me that.
She would have never known. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I do find the putting someone on blast, even if it's like in a positive way, an especially weird thing. But then again, who knows who's taking pictures of me ever? I don't know.
Right.
Like, it is how like fashion like actually spreads. Is a lot of time like someone just wearing something cool and someone taking a photo of it, and then like everyone being like, "Yo, that thing's awesome!" Or especially with celebrities who are constantly photographed, and so maybe she was a celebrity.
I don't know. I never saw her face. I was looking at her shirt.
Yeah.
That's right.
That sounds worse.
You can't do that.
Okay, I understand.
Can I take your picture, please? I really need a picture of this.
Oh, it was on the front. When you said hoodie, I assumed it was on the back, so it seemed like less bad. But
no,
yeah.
It was on the front.
Yeah.
It was all the wrong places for this story to not end badly.
It was a bad situation.
It was bad. Okay, so when you're doing your talk, you're getting ready. You'll be doing it tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 2:50.
2:50. By the time you're watching this won't have mattered.
Yeah, yeah.
This will be long gone. This will air probably Thursday though, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah, next
Thursday.
This
will be our Thursday episode. So, what's coming out? What can people expect from you? What can people get excited about? New works, new things. How can they connect with you? All that stuff.
Oh man, so you can find me on Twitter, always. I have a few things in the work. I'm not really sure which ones I'm allowed to talk about right now. I actually did have to sign 2 NDAs this year.
Nice.
Which I'm like, why? Why? I joke about NDAs being like standing for nah, dude, adios. You know, like I don't really want to sign them, but they were for cool clients. So,
right.
I had some skate decks just come out that I was excited about for Sector 9.
Nice.
I'm always designing socks. There's going to be a bunch of new socks that come out. Chomp has a bunch of really fun, weird product always coming out. A bunch of new hats that we're dropping. And then, I don't know, I'm mostly just excited to meet people at this event and talk to people.
It's
and
good,
everyone's
right?
Everyone's super nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's cool to meet Bethany. I knew of her.
Right.
Huh?
I knew of Bethany.
Yeah.
Like, she's so good.
It's getting louder and louder in here, and I'm just like, I'm straining to read lips right
and
now.
I'm losing my voice, which I need to keep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to keep that until tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you could speak up, that'd be helpful.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
So go check out Josh's stuff. Buy stuff from Chomp. He's a struggling artist who just needs a little love in his life.
Trying to keep the food in the dog's bowl.
So if you can do us a favor and draw some tokens for us, that would be super helpful. That way we know what we're talking about next week on the show.
Okay.
Okay, go for it. You can actually just pick one up and hand
These
it to
really
somebody.
These are really nice tokens.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jim Dawson.
Thanks. TV and film.
Nice. Lucas, TV and film.
You solid. Just don't
Have you guys watched
design.
Sneaky Pete?
Yes.
I love that
we're
show.
We're three episodes into season 2 right now.
Yeah, it's good.
I absolutely love that show.
The tone of it's really interesting, too, because some episodes it's like dark and serious, and then other episodes it's kind of like a lighthearted comedy.
It changes it up pretty good.
The whole show as a whole is a dark comedy,
right.
But it literally splits down the middle. It's not like a dark comedy.
Yeah.
One episode's dark, one episode's funny.
Oh, for sure.
You kind of got a similar feel to the main character. I could see
My
you.
Vibe?
I could see
oh, yeah,
you in
I
the role
you.
Of
I
like,
get a lot of like Jesse
You could be
Pinkman.
A great con man.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
like,
no, I could.
You know who you look like? I always get that. Jesse Pinkman's the one I get the most.
Yeah,
and
that makes
then
sense. Yeah.
The guy from The Princess Bride.
Carrie
Oh,
Elf?
Yeah.
Yeah. As you wish. That
yeah.
guy. No, the guy who's like, inconceivable.
Andre the Giant.
That's Anybody want to be it?
I would love that, yeah. I actually think Inigo Montoya is the best character.
Yeah, hands down.
Do you keep on using that word? I don't think you know what it means.
It does not mean what you think it means.
Yeah, I right. misquoted it, dude. You just
I, so
got
did
it
I.
right.
I just I did too, but I was hoping
I
neither one
right.
of us would address
no,
it.
I think you got it right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well,
no,
you
you're
still
the
have
best.
To pick,
no, you're
you
the
have
best.
To pick other tokens for other people.
No, it's fine. It's yeah.
I thought you just said one.
No, give one to. So who are you giving that to?
That's me.
Yeah.
Hand it to me. Well, you're actually choosing for next week. So we ended up combining two. What happened is he started doing the category like
I
we
know,
do in
I
the
saw
draw.
That.
It's
yeah.
But it's fine. It's great.
And then so this one's for me.
So that's him.
Toys and
right.
Games.
What
you,
is
just,
that?
You just toys and games. Next week.
Oh, it's a nice little robot.
Yeah, that's a little
robot.
I had
robot. No clue what we were doing just then.
No, it's
Dude,
fine.
It but wasn't
I
did like Sneaky well.
Pete. I'm, have you finished season two
I
yet?
Recognize that.
I'm just not a good listener, remember? Like, I'm not a good, I don't have details
Yeah, you missed
person.
The detail. That's fine. Yeah.
No, it's fine.
You
no,
missed
I didn't
the detail
I didn't
that might have been
it.
There.
It
might not have been there.
Maybe I assumed you knew more about it than you did, and that's probably the...
Apparently he's bad at details, too.
Yeah, I'm bad at it.
Well, you guys' podcast kind of changes from time to time. Like,
yeah, that's fair.
There's, yeah, there's a couple of different
so have,
ways
so
in which
this
we
is
do
more
it.
Of a normal episode. It'll come out on Thursday. But when we're at events like this, we do a more of a hybrid episode.
Yeah.
And play
that's
the
shorter,
game with the
and we play games.
You know, but
yeah.
I will say there's a piece of it, too, that as we've gotten more comfortable doing it, we just realized we can do whatever we feel like doing.
Yeah.
So we are literally good, the yeah. masters of our own domain.
Do you yeah. guys take feedback from your listeners?
Yeah.
It depends on if it's good.
What's like a... What's a thing that people love about your show?
They, me.
That's unfortunately absolutely accurate.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know for why. Whatever reason, everyone loves Luke.
I mean, I love Luke.
Thanks. No, I think it's the levity. We get a lot of positive feedback about the fact that we have a clean rating.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Like people can share it with like parents or stuff like that, and that's okay.
Have
and
I cussed? I definitely have cussed.
That's okay. We edit
no, he
it.
Cuts
we
it
have,
out.
I
so
it's
fine.
It's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, no, you're good. You did fine. So we feedback about that, and then like people enjoy like the depth of the guest list, which it doesn't. The
it really
we,
is deep. Yeah, I like, tried to put my needle on like what you guys are in entertainment,
right?
Yeah. Sure,
yeah. But it's then, entertainment for sure. First,
yeah. Okay, it's so, good. Yeah. It's a really good podcast.
Thanks.
It's nice the three. People to talk to because it doesn't really get
it
dull
keeps
or
it,
weird.
Yeah, it keeps it.
There's
different.
Sometimes I'm listening to a podcast where it's just like two people on the yeah. way, it's like waiting for the other person to get done,
well,
and then
big gulps, eh?
yeah, I like
who
that.
Who wants pizza?
New question.
Well, yeah.
It's not a conversation.
It's tough too because like everybody's got like things they don't know about. So we'll have yeah. a guest on, and we'll hit a piece of conversation that I have no like it's so far out of my wheelhouse, no idea.
Like Burger King,
so I can lay back and they can take it,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
So that's good too. So.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So yeah, the way that we end up doing it, this one actually ended up being a little bit more of a hybrid of even the hybrids.
Yeah.
So, but it's good that we can do whatever we want because it's our channel, right?
Yeah.
So that's really what it boils
Dude,
down
it's
to.
Great. Keep doing it. You guys are positive guys, man.
Rock
it's nice
roll.
To see you guys. Really.
Oh, it's Appreciate good to see you too.
Kisses
and hugs.
This whole the whole vibe of this place is no one has any pretense.
Right.
No.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People just walk right up, just start
yep.
talking to you. It's
even
cool.
at the bathroom stall.
It's true.
They're so friendly.
We're tag teaming one. Do you mind if I slide in right next to you? Like really right next to you.
You smell nice.
It's just so good to go to the bathroom and not have to go number two, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
Where we're at.
That's yep. what it's all yep. about. Oh. And on that note, we'll call this one done. I'm Andrew.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Luke.
I'm Josh.
Peace out.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hold on to your butts.